I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I met Emily Hancock years ago when she was part of Stone Soup Books and Cafe in Waynesboro. These days, Emily is proprietor, printer, and resident poet at St. Bridget's Press in Afton. This she describes as a one-woman and a dog show of fine letterpress printing and bookbinding. Letterpress printing is a process that involves locking movable type into frames, inking it, and pressing it against paper. So, I asked Emily, how'd you end up as you've ended up?
Well, the backstory is, while I was working at Stone Soup, I was helping manage the book side of the Stone Soup Books and Cafe part, and the owner, Mary Catherine, and I would travel around the region going to different book sales and gathering used books for the store. And one day, I came across a beautiful book of poetry being my first and longest love, that was printed by the letterpress process and hand-bound. And I picked this thing up and held it in my hands and had kind of one of those epiphanal moments of, oh my goodness, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to take this passion for reading and writing and sharing poetry and have it manifest in actually creating the words on the page and in binding the book that will be in someone's hand.
Emily Hancock came in to talk with me bearing a small, beautiful blank book. It was bound in gold paper and had a binding of hand-stitched blue thread. I asked Emily to describe the choices she made while creating this little gem of a book.
The booklet you're holding up is called The Bullfinch Journal. I love blank books. I'm a poet, and I have filled many, 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 many blank books over my life, and it's a joy to be able to make them now. And so I started with the size first. Okay, how do I want it to feel in the hand? How do I like a blank book to feel when I open it, when I write in it, when I carry it around in whatever I'm carrying it around in, and how it looks? And I decided on a type of paper. I love the paper this is made out of. This is called Murillo, which is an Italian paper.
And where do you get it?
One of the other surprises of this endeavor is discovering the whole world of paper arts. Yes. There are many, many places. I think that came from a wonderful place in New York called Talus Online Bookbinding and Book Arts Supply Store. And so I decided on the paper, and then I decided on the thread. It's a Irish linen thread and the color. And then I decided on the type. On the front is that little blind stamped, which means printed without ink. So it's just the impression of the image of the open book.
And the paper is lightly textured and I would suspect soft.
It is. Yeah. It is. It'll take the impression of the type quite well without damaging the type, because type metal is pretty soft. It's an alloy of lead. And so if you drop it, it will usually damage it beyond my ability to print with it again.
Okay.
And then on the back, I wanted to put a little bit about St. Bridget Press. So it says handmade and letterpress printed at St. Bridget Press, Afton, Virginia, in the website. There's many different ways to do letterpress printing, but the way I like to do it is the traditional way of handset, which means that I have drawers and drawers, which are called cases of metal type. And each case or drawer has little compartments for all of the letters and the numbers of the alphabet, lowercase and uppercase. And so when I composed the sentence on the back of your little journal, I stood with my little composing stick at my composing table. And
what's a composing stick?
A composing stick is a little metal stick that will hold the individual pieces of metal type. So, and each letter I pick up by hand, and each space I pick up by hand to compose the type. And I guess in a large way, that's what feels like the spiritual piece of this, if I can say that word. It's a devotion. I mean, I love poetry and I love language. And to be able to manifest it letter by letter and space by space is just a real wonderful thing.
Are you a meticulous person?
Yes.
Okay.
To my fault, probably.
Well, did it take several tries to do this?
I had the design in my head and then I just composed it. And then when I have the sentence and the decorative leaf pieces, it becomes this metal block, or it's called a form in the trade, and it sits on the bed of the press, and it gets locked up, which means it has these locks, which in the trade are called coins, Q-U-O-I-N. It's a really good Scrabble word for anybody who plays Scrabble.
Amen.
So then the coins, or the key, the locks, keep the type metal from shifting around, because if it shifts around, of course, that's a big problem. And then I put ink on the press and put the paper in it, and the rubber rollers bring the ink over the metal, and then the cylinder rolls the paper over the inked type. And so each piece of paper has to be re-inked and re-rolled. And so it's a time-consuming process, but a labor of love.
Just looking. Well, oh, wait, I'm not through asking about the book.
Oh, okay. Yes, the stitching.
The stitching. What's involved in this?
This is called three-section figure-eight stitch. Keith Smith writes big Bibles of bookbinding stitchery. And so I found the stitch and I learned how to do it and decided, wow, that would be really pretty for a handmade journal. And it's really strong. So hopefully as you use it, it'll stay together really well.
The cover paper is thick, and if I tried to bend it, the bend would be muddy.
Well, there's this marvelous tool called a bone folder, which is literally a piece of bone, or sometimes they now make them with Teflon or plastic or something like that, and it's to crease or score the paper so that it only folds where you want it to and doesn't fold where you don't.
Looking at this, it would be possible to make it on a machine?
Yes.
Why do you care that it's made by hand? What's the difference?
Several things. I think it's a part of the beauty of it. I mean, I think even though something like it could be made on a machine, I think you could look at that and know that it wasn't.
Yeah.
There's probably a few imperfections in it too, but you know, as the Navajo say, that's to keep it from being divine. So there's the beauty, and there's also something ephemeral but vital about hand to hand sharing of language to me, not just voice to voice, but hand to hand. And so that was part and parcel of my aha epiphanal moment with holding that book of poetry and seeing, not only being able to read the beauty of the words, but to hold the beauty of the object that manifested the words. So.
Not by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
I didn't have no one to help me. I had to do it all by myself.
Pictures of the Little Gold Book, as well as pictures and links of Emily Hancock's One Woman and a Dog show, St. Bridget's Press, are on the Spark page at WMRA.org, where there's also a snippet of tape explaining why Emily Hancock calls her press St. Bridget's.